Welcome back to Monmouth University. 30-24 at the half. Siena on top of Monmouth. And our halftime show is presented by the Asbury Park Press. Today's halftime show is presented by the Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. And the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is a proud supporter of Monmouth University Athletics. Visit the website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. So, Greg, 30-24, statistically, what do we have?
Well, for the Hawks, Justin Robinson leads Monmouth with 6 points and 3 assists. Andrew Nicholas also with 5 points, 4 rebounds. 4 points apiece for Deion Jones and Colin Stewart. 2 points apiece for Max DeLeo and Chris Brady. 1 for Breece Cofani. The Hawks shot just 24%, 6 of 25 from the field, including 2 of 5 from three-point range for 40%. The Hawks were 10 of 14, 71.4% from the free throw line. For Siena, Evan Himes leads the Saints with 9 points on 3 of 8 shooting, 1 for 2 from 3, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 apiece for Branwick, Wright, and Oliver.
All right, so that's it. 30-24 is the total score in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch, is proud to support the Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. So just about ready to begin the second half. We'll take a quick look at some of the scores that have been already completed here in the MAC on the final day of regular season play. Ryder, the number 2 seed going into the tournament, defeats Marist 59-49. Niagara over Fairfield in a nail-biter 57-56. Manhattan locked up the number 3 seed with a 69-65 win over a dangerous Quinnipiac team. And St. Peter's, 68. Iona, 60. So Iona, the number 1 seed, maybe resting some guys before the tournament, but a nice victory for St. Peter's.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a confidence builder going into the tournament.
All right, so here we go. Second half underway for Siena out there. It's Wright, Ogunyemi, along with Long, Himes, and number 2, Willem Branwick. For Monmouth, DeLeo, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Justin Robinson, and Breece Cofani. So both teams with their starting lineups. And right off the get-go, a nice move by Siena as a backdoor layup for Ogunyemi. And a good bounce pass inside. 32-24, Siena has the lead.
Yeah, all the attention goes to Himes, and he's able to dump it down to Ogunyemi.
Here's Nicholas down the lane and gets the friendly bounce. He curled around from the right side with the left hand able to drop it in. Nice teardrop.
Yeah, and I hope the penetration will maybe open up some outside shots for him.
Himes, beautiful feed inside, and a better block by Nicholas. Saved by Renwick, but Monmouth intercepts, and it's Jones. And he pulled up, backed out, three-point shot. Nicholas wouldn't go. That's the look he likes. DeLeo squaring up for 3, and he has really struggled this year as that three-pointer went off the mark. DeLeo only 16 of 63 from three-point land coming into the game today. It's all confidence on that shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're shooting the ball with confidence, and you know, look no further than Red Nicholas. When he's shooting with confidence, everything's going in.
Yep. So Siena has the basketball. Himes bounces out front, guarded by Jones. Nice reverse cut underneath. Ball fake by Long, and it wouldn't go. Beautiful move. Somehow it stayed out. And this one thrown all the way into the backcourt. And it'll be a backcourt violation, so Monmouth will get it.
Yeah, I believe that was Branwick. Just grabbed the rebound. Thought he could dump it back out to his backcourt and really sent it into the backcourt.
So DeLeo will trigger the inbound from underneath. 18-13 to play in the second half. Robinson in the corner. They dump it down low. Nicholas operating one-on-one in the post. And before he traveled, bumped a little bit, and the foul was called. going to go against, it's going to go against Branwick. Greg, sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sure every Sienna fan in the building is saying that's a bailout call. But the Hawks will gladly take it.
Number three, Mike Oliver, checked in for the Saints.
So Branwick has to take a seat on the bench. Robinson forced up the three-pointer. Jones battling inside. Nicholas now in the corner. Nice cut by Robinson. Boy, they're doing a good job bottling Robinson up. But he finds the open Deion Jones for a 16-footer.
Yeah, you're right. On the initial point, they're really bringing a second defender in to help on Justin Robinson, and that's taken away his penetration today.
And that one brought King Rice up off the bench for Monmouth, clapping, encouraging his guys. It may be, quote, meaningless, but not to the coach. He wants to win every game. And you want to stop this mini two-game losing streak, and you want to go into the playoffs on a high note. Long spins, double team, finds Ogunyemi inside, and Ogunyemi with a tough little shot drops it through. And Ogunyemi now with 6 points. In transition, Justin Robinson, somehow it stayed out. Robinson in the corner. Boy, quick move by Monmouth to get into the offensive end. Now it's down the lane, and Nicholas, again, he gets the nice soft bounce. So two layups for Nicholas here in the second half.
Yeah, again, the penetration is what's going to open up some outside looks for Andrew Nicholas.
And that cuts the Sienna lead to four at 34-30. Largest lead was 9 points in that first half for Sienna. Mama staying in the man-to-man. Himes trying to bounce inside, and a nice steal by Cavani. That time he had him overplayed beautifully. Stutter step. Robinson somehow switches hands down the lane and snipped away. It'll be Monmouth basketball as Robinson worked hard to get there but had the shot blocked.
Absolutely. And on the other end, you know, take nothing away from Brees Cavani coming around and making the steal, but just kind of a little bit of a floater, a lazy pass.
Yep,
by
was
Himes
a lazy.
That led to the steal.
Off the inbound, Nicholas on the fall away wouldn't go. Rebound taken down by Ryan Oliver. Here's Marquise Wright at the top. Wright gives it to Ogunyemi. It looks like Sienna's game plan is to really concentrate on going inside, and they do that with a forced move. A great shot by LeVon Long. 36-30, Sienna.
Yeah, so, not much the Hawks can do on defense with that. Just kind of a fluky shot from the hip there.
Well, Robinson down the lane, and again it was knocked away. So we have our first official timeout here in the second half. 15:54 remaining in the basketball game with Sienna holding on to a 36-30, a six-point lead. And we'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Minutes and 54 seconds remaining in this one. It's 36-30. Monmouth trailing Sienna, and the members of the New Jersey Education Association are working to make public schools great for every child. And visit the Jersey Mike sublocation on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com and do that today. So, Greg, a six-point game for Sienna. It looks to me like the second half they're coming out and really concentrating on trying to bang the thing inside.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been a struggle all game long for the other Hawks. 9 blocks for Sienna on the day.
And off the out-of-bounds play, Robinson missed a corner three-pointer. Now he cuts to the basket, a reversal, and he just can't get a break. Everything going halfway down and dropping out for Robinson. Sienna has it. Here's Wright. Marquise Wright, the solid point guard, guarded by Robinson. Robinson slapped it away momentarily. Oliver with that sweet stroke we talked about before, and he nails it again. Ryan Oliver from deep. And at the other end, Jones out hustling everybody down the court. And a quick pass to Jones, and he drew the foul. He'll shoot two, but I'll tell you, Greg, stroke by Ryan Oliver is really pretty. As I mentioned in the beginning of the season, he started out 12 out of 17, then he missed 15 in a row. That's hard to believe with that shooting stroke.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about quite a few streaky shooters, and he's on a good streak today.
So Deion Jones at the line. Jones 4 for 7 from the free throw line. Jones with 8 rebounds, though.
Check in for the Hawks.
And Ryan Oliver two out of four from three-point land for Siena with 8 points. One more for Jones. Dips, fires, and hits.
And you know, you've talked about the lid on the rim for Robinson today, just 1 of 11. You know, whether it's getting shots blocked or just they won't fall, it's been a tough day for Justin Robinson.
He's had three or four of them halfway down and somehow popped out. So Siena has the ball. Marquise gets a high screen. Oliver, 16-foot pull away, wouldn't go. Loose ball picked up by Siena. White down the lane. Off balance, kind of banged into Colin Stewart and somehow got it to drop. Maurice White, whose playing time has steadily been increasing the last 10 games or so for Siena. And King Rice wants to talk things over, so he calls a timeout. His team is down by 10 at 41-31.
Yeah, and you know, just a mistake there for Colin Stewart, dribbling the ball deep in the backcourt. Find a smaller guard, get it to somebody with a little better handle. He had it immediately knocked away, and it led to a layup.
So the two teams will talk things over with 14:57 remaining. Field goal percentage, Siena at 41%, and Monmouth only shooting 24%. So, you know, there's a pretty telling story right there, I think.
Yeah, 41%, 16 of 39 for Siena, 9 of 38 for Monmouth. You know, again, Monmouth has made 7 more free throws than Siena, but Siena hasn't needed to go to the line quite as much. They've been able to make a few more field goals, including 5 of 9 from three-point, land 56%. So, you know, it's been a tough game shooting the ball from Omni.
And Siena, not known for their defense at all. One of the, I don't want to say worst defensive teams, but let's just say giving up more points than most other teams have done this year. Holding Monmouth so far to 31 points.
Yeah, and you know, they've really been kind of packing it in and bringing a second defender on penetration, and the Hawks haven't been able to make them pay from long range. They're only shooting 2 of 9 on the day.
For the latest information on Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at MonmouthHawks.com. So we will see what Monmouth does. We have not seen their full court press at all. We know that they do press, but generally it's late in the game. They'll come out and they'll use Kafani very often kind of at the point of the press.
Yeah, and you know, one of the issues there is that Kafani picked up those two fouls in the first half, maybe early on in the second half. They don't want him to pick up a quick third. So I think you will probably see it when you know, if you get down to the 10-minute mark and you're still looking at a 10-point deficit, the Hawks will have to go to a full-court press.
Checked into the Hawks.
So Monmouth has it on the sideline. Nicholas directly across from us. They get it inbounds. Colin Stewart is out there. He bounces to Robinson. Robinson guarded closely by Oliver. Nicholas, now they want to go to Tillman, but they can't get it to him. So instead, Nicholas puts it on the ground, tries to lob it in. And good position by Tillman. Made good use of the big body. And Ogunyemi over his back trying to knock the pass away.
Yeah, good job by Zach Tillman. Just getting that position, holding firm. And then when he got the little push on the back, he's able to get the call.
Monmouth will have it underneath. Again, it'll be DeLeo with the inbounds pass. Nicholas looks for a screen. It's not there, so instead they go to Robinson in the corner, and he elevates for the three-pointer. Again, it misses. Rebound taken down by White. And here comes Marquise Wright, the solid point guard for Siena. Robinson picking up the defensive intensity a bit. DeLeo on Ryan Oliver. Siena offense pretty stationary now. Pretty much everybody's standing and watching. They send White over to the right side. Wright keeps it on the left side. Looks for a high screen. Throws it away. Nicholas comes up with it. Two on two. Nicholas on the right side. And a good job by Siena to sprint back to break it up. Boy, Robinson thought about it. DeLeo thinks about it and misses from three-point land. And big rebound taken down by Brandwick.
Yeah, again, the Hawks have had a couple clean looks at threes. Just can't knock them down.
13 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. 41-31, the 10-point cushion for Siena. Here's Wright, kicks it back out. And White sprints down the lane, forces the shot up. Tillman comes away with it. Behind the back is DeLeo. Right side Robinson. Bounce pass. Opposite corner. Stewart. Good ball fake. Then he fumbles it away. And now Sienna. Nice move by Wright. 10 feet away. Double clutch off the grass. Wouldn't go. Make that off the glass. I don't think it's off the grass.
We're getting close to the spring.
No, I haven't seen it. It's a fond memory this winter. So Colin Stewart leaves, replaced by Deion Jones. And in comes Austin Tillman. And he'll give Max DeLeo a break. Pair of 13s, 13 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. A 10-point lead for Siena. Robinson tips the pass away. Tillman ahead of the field. And Austin Tillman will lay it in. Credit Justin Robinson with the assist.
Yeah, a little more of a volleyball play there from Justin Robinson. Able to get the tip ahead. And credit Tillman with the kill.
That cuts it to an 8-point Siena lead. Beautiful bounce pass right to the 15-foot foul line. And Ryan Oliver elevates and gets nothing but net again. He is on fire. Tillman, good position, spins, left-handed hook, too hard off the backboard, and then he reaches in and commits the foul. How many times do you see that happen?
Yeah, always seems to happen. And it's, you know, good job by Zach to get in deep and put the ball on the rim, but falls off, and the hand is still kind of just out there from the shot, and he gets called for the hold.
10-point lead. Siena has the ball. 12 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Wright holds it out front. Now they go inside. They tried the bounce pass, so Branwick tried to bounce it. Pass intercepted. Tillman hard down the lane. May have been some contact, but no call. Well, I thought he got hit pretty good there.
Yeah, probably was a little bit of contact, but, you know, all game long, the referees really haven't given that kind of contact to Justin Robinson. He's, you know, Siena's been kind of given the benefit of the doubt on those types of contacts on Justin's kind of, you know, going to the rim hard.
Mm-hmm. So Zach Tillman gets a rest, replaced by the big fella Chris Brady. And Monmouth has the basketball. Tillman on the right side gives it to the point guard, Justin Robinson. Brady was begging for it, didn't get it. Jones powers down the lane. And that's going to be a blocking foul. So Deion Jones with a strong move down the lane. And we'll see who they called it on. So they called it on LaVon Long. Long late getting over. Tried to draw the charge, but about a half a second too late on that one. And Jones will go back to the line. Jones 5 out of 8 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. He'll get two more. Jones misses that one, so he's now 5 for 9.
Checks in for the Saints.
8 rebounds for Jones and 7 points. Branwick just checked back in, replaced LaVon Long. One more for Deion. Dips, fires, and hits. So Jones continues to go the 1 out of 2 route at the foul line. Makes it 43-34, Siena, with 12 minutes to play. Monmouth switching up. Looks like they've switched into a 2-3 zone. Siena looking to spread things out a little bit against the zone. They rotate Hines all the way along the baseline. He comes out on the right side, gets the basketball. They found Oliver for a second, and this time from too deep on the three-point land, and Oliver missed that one. But last to touch it was Monmouth.
Official timeout.
So with 11 minutes and 32 seconds remaining, Siena has a 43-34 lead. And with this official timeout, we will take a short one-minute break. And we'll be back with more college basketball. You're listening to Monmouth University Ball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Welcome back to Monmouth University. Bob Lampinen and Greg Ott with you. And with the score 43-34, Siena on top of Monmouth, it's now time to take a look at the scores from around the country with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. And top 25 action so far this afternoon. Wisconsin, number 5, leading Michigan State 66-58 with 19 seconds remaining. And in a final, SMU, number 21, upset by UConn at 81-73, so a big win for Connecticut. And number 25, Providence, on top of Marquette, 77-66. So that top 25 action. And right now we have 11 minutes and 32 seconds remaining. And they'll resume action with Siena having the basketball underneath the basket. So we'll see what they're going to do. Long, who has just checked back in, will throw it inbounds. They go to the corner. They trap in the corner. And let's see, out of bounds it goes. Last to touch it was Monmouth. It was Zach Tillman and Deion Jones applying the pressure deep in the corner. Long again will inbound it. This time he just lobs it into the backcourt. And Marquise Wright will run it down. Monmouth staying in that 2-3 zone they switched to about 2 minutes ago. Long has it stolen away by Nicholson, and he threw it away. He thought Robinson would sprint down the right side. Ryan Oliver has it. Out front, it's Wright. 43-34. Siena has the lead. Kick to the corner. Oliver reverses to the top. Wright, unselfish with the basketball. They reverse it around. And Oliver, pull-up jumper, got it. Ryan Oliver is killing him here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a pure stroke, and that time he steps inside the three-point arc, and second and third chances are always going
to
hurt.
Jones kicks to Robinson. Good ball fake. Steps inside the arc and hits the 12-footer. Maybe that'll get him going as Justin Robinson hits it.
Absolutely. You like to see a player who's been struggling see the ball go through the rim, and sometimes that's what you need just to ignite you.
Robinson, 2 out of 13 from the floor. He has 8 points. We've seen his theatrics often in the second half. He'll come alive offensively. And that one knocked away. It was loose on the baseline. Last to touch it was Siena. Checking back in for the Saints is Evan Himes, the 5'9 guard.
The Hawks now going with Tillman at the point and Robinson kind of in an off-guard situation. They're maybe hoping having a little less ball handling responsibility will help Justin.
Yeah, give him a break with the basketball. See if it'll free him up off a pass for a shot. Steps out for the deep three, and like we said before, sometimes he hits one, and all of a sudden he hits him in bunches.
Yeah, and you know, just triggering the play with Austin Tillman and not having the ball in Justin's hands helps him have a little more of a mindset of that shooting guard position.
And that was a three-pointer for Robinson. It's 45-39. Siena leads it. Siena taking their time with the ball. Here's Himes, wanted to go down low but couldn't get it. Nice cut across the lane, but double-teamed, and Long has to kick it out. Himes. Oliver at the top, Tillman on him. Robinson pops out on Himes. Himes, beautiful bounce pass, and the attempted dunk wouldn't go as Branwick went up high. So Branwick had a good look at it but couldn't get it. Robinson again, that time a little bit quick on the release. 2-on-2 the other way. Himes steps through, and it won't go.
Yeah, a little bit of a heat check there for Justin Robinson, seeing just how hot he is. And I guess he wasn't that hot.
Evan Himes, open court, he put such pressure on the defender, just accelerated, and there's nothing Deion Jones could have done other than reach out and commit the personal foul.
You know, there are some players that are quick but not fast. They got that quick first step. Every step is quick for Evan Himes.
Correction, they gave that foul to Tillman. So Jones with two fouls and Tillman with one. And the first foul shot by Himes was missed. Himes shooting 76% from the line for the season. 34% from three-point land. So he can do it inside and he also can do it from the outside. Misses both, and Nicholas with the rebound. So two big misses by Evan Himes. In transition, Jones. 14-footer pull-up. Got it. Nothing but net on that one for Deion Jones.
You know, right when he made that bucket, looked right over at Jimmy Patsos. He already had the hands on the shoulders. He needed a timeout to try to break up this Monmouth momentum.
And all of a sudden, that lead has been cut to four. It's 45-41. We will keep it right here with 8 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in this one. Justin Robinson all of a sudden has come alive. He's hit a couple, and that seems to have charged up the team. They switched to the zone, and it looks like Siena's having a little trouble against that zone also.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you never doubt Justin Robinson's confidence. He's going to keep shooting until his shots start falling. They're starting to fall right now. Everybody else becomes better when Justin Robinson is playing confidently and making shots. So you're seeing Deion Jones make a shot. You're seeing some other guys get involved defensively. So it's only a four-point game right now. Everything turns when Justin Robinson's playing well.
So Siena will have it at the opposite end of the court. We had Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press with us. And for Asbury Park people interested, to subscribe information to the Asbury Park Press, call 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. So Siena has the basketball. They have the four-point lead, plenty of time, and Oliver from deep, and he hits the rainbow. Ryan Oliver just setting the world on fire, and you talk about a prideful shooter. He's just got perfect form.
Yeah, I mean, that was from NBA range. you don't think you have to guard somebody out that long, but you do have to do it with Oliver.
Perfect release, and now it's Robinson kicks it out. Touch pass, Tillman. He's looking for three. Austin Tillman wouldn't go. Jones kept it alive. Loose ball. Nicholas has it. Dribbles down the left side. Off balance. Layup is good.
Yeah, you know, some of these 50-50 balls are going for the Hawks now, where maybe earlier Siena would have gained possession of that one. Andrew Nicholas able to get the ball, put it back up and in.
Andrew Nicholas off balance on that one. Makes it 48-43. Out front for Siena is number 23, Maurice White. They reverse it. They got it over to Oliver. Ryan Oliver. He's been the man in the second half for Siena. Robinson trying to stare Oliver down. 7 on the shot clock. Make it 5. Oliver squares up from deep. And that one too long. Good block out by Monmouth. They get the rebound. Brady came down with it. Austin Tillman thought about going down the lane. Backs it out. Robinson, good feed to the cutting Brady. Brady operating in the paint. Beautiful move across the lane. The big fella with the left-handed hook.
Yeah, he had a little Kareem Abdul-Jabbar there with the baby hook in the lane. Just good offense there by the Hawks, not forcing anything. And Brady eventually gets into the lane.
And now it's White penetrating for Siena. High off the window. Tillman kept it alive. Here he comes. Bounce pass. Jones, reverse layup. Got it. Just like that.
Textbook running the break there by Austin Tillman. Getting to the foul line, finding a streaking Deion Jones. He goes to the other side of the rim and lays it in.
6:45 remaining, and just like that, Monmouth has erased a 10-point lead, and it's 48-47. Siena has the lead. Wow, this one really starting to heat up, and this is typical MAC conference basketball. I think, Greg, you'll see situations where one team looks like they're going to blow it open, and all of a sudden, bang, somebody's on a run. Monmouth was due for one of those runs.
Yeah, I mean, every game in the MAC is a street fight. It's just who can throw the last haymaker at the end, and right now we're in a one-point game, and the Hawks have all the momentum, and you hope that they can just make that last shot.
It was interesting about 5 minutes or so ago when Justin Robinson made his second shot. King Rice leaped off the bench and just really tried to exhort his team on and really get them into trying to pick up their intensity. So he sees this as an important game, and all of a sudden nobody's worrying about going to Albany. They're worrying about this game right now. So Siena has the ball in a one-point lead. They bounce on the baseline. Good inside feed. Nice pass. And Ogunyemi with the finish. Maurice White with almost a handoff inside the paint.
Yeah, you see how good of a coach Jimmy Patsos is drawing that up in the timeout.
Justin Robinson out front, barking signals. Gets it to Tillman. So it's Tillman and Robinson along with Jones, Nicholas, and Brady out there for Monmouth. And I don't know whether that was a pass or not, but somehow Deion Jones saved it from going out and finished with an easy layup. And it's a one-point game again. Siena on top by one. 5 minutes, 52 seconds remaining, second half. Himes bounces. Long, triple team, has to kick it out. Himes challenges inside, interior bounce pass, loose ball, six bodies on top of the basketball. And that'll be a jump ball. Possession will go to the Monmouth Hawks. So on the held ball situation, we get to a media timeout. When we come back, Monmouth will have the ball, and they trail it by 1 point. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 5 minutes, 41 seconds left in this one. It's a good one. Siena 50 and the Monmouth Hawks 49. And normally at this time we would talk about the Monmouth University upcoming game. Well, the upcoming game is a big one. It's going to be up in Albany, New York on Saturday against Canisius. It'll be the number 4 versus the number 5 season in the quarterfinals of the MAC postseason or conference tournament. The upcoming game presented by Coach USA. And this is good preparation for tournament play. You get in a pressure pack, close game down the end. Never hurts to go through these kind of experiences.
Absolutely. These are the types of situations you're going to have to deal with in almost every tournament game you play. So definitely a good thing for Monmouth. And, you know, you like the matchup that the Hawks will have, having swept Canisius in the regular season.
Monmouth has it 94 feet away from their basket. Full court pressure by Siena. In the backcourt, it was Robinson and Nicholas. Nicholas able to dribble it across. Robinson holding the ball. They give him about 15 feet of space. Monmouth spreading things out. They go to Jones on the left side. Jones looking to go one-on-one, trying to bounce it inside to Brady. Brady picked up the loose ball. 10 on the shot clock. Robinson, Deion Jones, Brady begging for it inside. He got it. Good fake. He's got a power up, and he doesn't. It's knocked away. Robinson to beat the shot clock. Just got it off. Jones with the putback, though. Deion Jones with a huge offensive rebound.
Yeah, Jones doing work on the interior. He's now got 9 of his 11 rebounds on the offensive glass today. He's got a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds.
Wow. Nice job by Deion Jones, and he just went up hard for that. Nobody put a body on him. He's able to come down with the offensive rebound. Justin Robinson did well to know the situation, picked up a loose ball, and fired it up just to avoid the shot clock violation. As Jones hits the first, Himes has checked back in. Maurice White leaves for Siena. One more for Deion. Eyes the basket. High floater. Hits the front of the rim and then bounces in. And Monmouth has retaken the lead at 51-50 with exactly 5 minutes to play.
It's the Hawks' first lead since the midway point of the first half.
And their biggest lead of the game was 5 points. They were down by as much as 10. They've battled back to take the lead. Siena knocking it around in the perimeter. Austin Tillman on Marquise Wright. Fancy dribbling by Wright. And guess who's looking for threes? He comes across the screen. One more time, it's Ryan Oliver, and he hit it.
That's Oliver's fourth three-pointer of the game. He's now got 18 points.
4 out of 8 on trays today. 7 out of 13 total from the field. 18 points in. Almost stolen away. Good effort by Evan Himes, but he just lost it, and Monmouth will keep it.
Yeah, it's classic Himes trying to run without the basketball. He just he had the steal. He just, you know, saw the rim before he secured it.
Well, Himes, 5'9", 148-pounder, and he is super quick. So Monmouth has the ball now. Tillman on the right side gets it to Robinson at the top. Robinson hounded by Himes. Robinson looking inside, wants Brady to come up high. Brady with a huge high screen. They play a little pick and roll there. And Justin Robinson took advantage of the screen, went to the basket, and drew the foul. So LeVon Long has fouled out of the contest. That's the 6th team foul by Siena. We have an official timeout with Siena on top by a deuce at 53-51. A 60-second timeout coming up. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got one question to ask. Who wants
But right now it's a 2-point lead for Siena. 3:54 left, and it's gut check time now for both teams as they are out giving away, throwing T-shirts into the stands, and that brings the crowd. Anytime you give something away, especially a T-shirt, it turns 85-year-old grandparents into raving lunatics. I want a T-shirt. I want a T-shirt. So do I, but I can't seem to get one.
Yeah, you know, the opinion of a lot of people is if it's free, it's for me.
That's it. So Monmouth has it. And they get it into Tillman. And Nicholas catches in the corner. A catch-and-shoot three-pointer didn't go. And a nice catch there by Marquise Wright to run down the loose ball. So here we go with 3:38 and counting. 2-point lead for Siena. Siena can take their time. The second half, they've really done a great job looking for Ryan Oliver. And Oliver just twisted his ankle just a bit on that last catch. See if he's all right. Ogunyemi kicks it out. Here's Oliver. A reverse to Himes. Himes with 4 in the shot clock. Oliver, he's got to throw that one up from the next county. And nothing he could do with that one as he was way out in front of the bench, the Siena bench. And kind of a disheartened airball crowd from a few cry from a few of the people in the crowd, but Oliver had to just heave that one to avoid the violation.
We've finally established where Oliver's range is.
Exactly. That, and he did twist that ankle just a little bit a moment ago. We'll see if that's bothering him at all. So Monmouth now needs a 2-pointer to tie it. They trail it by 2. 2:50 remaining. And Robinson looking inside. Looks like they want to go to Brady, but instead, Robinson with a long three-pointer. Jones with the long arm keeps it alive, penetrates inside. His shot's blocked. Tillman comes down with it, and we got three referees with thumbs up in the air indicating a held ball. And that'll be possession to Siena. So great job by Siena to come in there and tie him up. All three refs had the same one.
Yeah, they all had it, and you know, I saw a traffic jam, and it's easy to, you know, say this after the fact, but you'd kind of like to see Austin Tillman pull that one out, reset the offense, and try to get a better shot.
He's just not cut for that. He loves to get inside, take it down low, and look for contact. He's not getting the contact calls tonight. Oliver on the miss. Jones with another rebound. Outlet to Robinson. Robinson looking to run the break. Nicholas curls in the lane, kicks it to Jones, reverse left side. Ball faked by DeLeo. Jones, 14-footer. Nope, puts it on the ground instead. And a good ball fake. Thought he was going to shoot it instead. Went to the basket. Smart decision. He's going back to the line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good job by Deion getting to the rim. But it looks like Branwick was there in position. If he just holds his hands up, that's probably a shot that Deion can't make. But kind of bails him out, puts him on the line for two shots.
So Willem Branwick did pick up the personal foul. That was the third foul on Branwick. Seventh team foul. And Deion Jones will shoot one more. 17 points so far in the game for Jones. 13 rebounds. Dips and fires and hits 2 out of 2 that time. And that ties it up at 53 apiece. The Siena sends Branwick to the bench, and he's replaced by Maurice White. White, the 6'4 sophomore guard out of Baltimore, Maryland. Siena has the ball and the tie score. 2 minutes remaining. Monmouth, straight man-to-man right now. And DeLeo trying to go chest-to-chest with Himes, and Himes just a half a step quicker than Max. And that'll be a foul against DeLeo. And only the third team foul in the second half called on Monmouth. So they have a number of fouls to give if they have to. Oh boy, a high lob. Himes just able to catch it back at midcourt. 1:44 and counting. 53-53. Marquise Wright dribbling at the top, guarded by Robinson. DeLeo almost stole it. Now they trap, but he gets away with it. Wright, ball fake, down the lane. Oh, nice. Oh, how about the feed inside? Beautiful pass to Ogunyemi. And Ogunyemi drew the foul. The look-away pass. by Marquise Wright.
Yeah, good job by Wright getting into the lane. And a couple overplays by Mamba trying to go for that steal, and that created the opportunity of the lane for Wright to get in there.
He has two shots.
DeLeo almost had to steal once. He knocked it away, but Wright was able to pick it up and save it for Siena. Oguyemi hits the first free throw. 71% free throw shooter. That's 6'9". That's a pretty good percentage for the big fella.
Absolutely. And it looks like Siena's going to go offense, defense with Hines. Every time they got a chance to get him out on defense, they will.
So Oguyemi converts both of them. And it's 55-53, Siena on top. Here's Brady. Brady now, the high man, puts it on the floor, spins, has to kick it back out. Siena doing a good job defensively. 20 on the shot clock.
Come on, baby.
Robinson, he didn't call it, but he banked it in for three.
You know what, with the lid being on the rim like it has all day, you need to get a lucky bounce every once in a while.
So Monmouth takes a one-point lead with the three-point bank shot from deep by Justin Robinson. Referees are over-checking something at the table.
Yeah, the conversation is the shot clock did not reset, so now they got to set check how much should have come off in that change of possession. I would guess that we're down to about 31 seconds on the shot clock.
Big smile on the face of King Rice. Makes a difference when you know you're all set and you've already qualified with that fourth spot coming into the tournament, that you can still afford to smile with a one-point game. But the whole team up and kind of chuckling and patting Justin Robinson on the back of the head after he banked that one. And he didn't call glass, but it went in.
Again, as good of a shooter as Justin Robinson is, to have been 3 of 17 in the game prior to that shot, I mean, luck had to turn around at some point, and it really took a 180 right there.
He struggled, and all of a sudden you look, he averages 13.3 per game, and you look today, 14 points. So he came alive in the second half, 2 for 9 on threes, 4 out of 18 from the floor total, but 4 for 4 from the line, but 14 points, so once again, he makes his number somehow.
Yeah, again, I don't think any, you know, producers of instructional videos are going to be calling for this tape from Monmouth's perspective, but, you know, a scrappy way to get to 18 points for Jones and 14 points for Robinson.
So 59.5 seconds remaining. Monmouth on top by one. Wright has the ball for Siena. So about 30-second differential on a shot and game clock. Himes, they give it to him. He penetrates down. Brady knocked it away. Loose ball. Possession. And if it's a held ball, yes it is, it's going to be possession to Monmouth.
Yeah, great job just getting a hand in there. Didn't see exactly who got it, but, you know, Himes just kind of lost the handle a little bit. First time we've kind of seen him do that today. So, you know, good job by Monmouth seeing the ball on the floor. Everybody diving down in there, caused the tie-up. With 45 seconds to go, they get the possession.
Looked to me like Chris Brady was the guy who got his hand on it. Full court pressure by Siena. Monmouth able to break it. And Siena has to stop the clock with the foul right away. Marquise Wright picks up his third foul.
Yeah, I believe it would have been something in the neighborhood of 15 seconds differential game to shot clock. Siena opting to put the Hawks on the line in a one-and-one situation. So, you know, Dion has had some mixed results of late. Maybe they're, you know, rolling the dice that he might miss a front end.
Well, he's starting to find his stroke. He was, in the beginning, hitting 1 out of 2 a few trips, but he's up to 10 out of 14 from the line now. So doing a good job getting to the line. And shoots this one just short, but it gets the friendly home court roll and drops through.
That lid for everybody has just come right off. It popped right off in this last 5 or so minutes of the second half.
Just blew away all the wind we've been having around here lately. One more for Jones. He dips, he eyes, and fires, and hits. Three-point lead for Monmouth, 39.1 seconds remaining. And there's a timeout on the court as Siena wants to talk things over. We'll keep it right here. with the three-point edge by Monmouth. It was a 30-24 halftime lead for Siena. And Monmouth down by as much as 10, about midway through it here in the second half. But they've come back now to take the three-point lead, 39.1 remaining.
Yeah, I mean, the Hawks just, again, have started to make some shots and started to get to the line a little bit more. And more importantly, they've gotten some stops defensively. You haven't seen Hines making as many shots. Oliver has been taken away a little bit of late. They're really, you know, making sure that somebody is on him at all times, even though they are in that zone. There's been really more of an appreciation for where he is on the court. And now in a three-point game, you have to think that Oliver may come into play in this possession for Siena.
As we said before, a typical MAC conference basketball game where a series of different runs and some outstanding play. Of course, in the second half, Ryan Oliver just putting on a shooting clinic a few times, and Monmouth has shut him down the last minute or two, as Greg just mentioned. But that one little run that Monmouth had, Robinson hit the three. He hit the little baseline jumper. He hit a three. That kind of electrified them a little bit, brought them back. Siena weathered that storm. And then the bank shot for three by Justin Robinson, just huge.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
You got that right. So here we go, 35 seconds to go. And Monmouth has a bunch of fouls to give.
Justin Robinson.
So they'll take advantage of that. That's the 15th foul. So Siena won't shoot 1-1 until the 7th of the half. 34.7 seconds. They get it into Wright. Monmouth leading it by three, so look for Oliver. Jones is on Oliver. They'll try to overplay him. And there's a whistle. Looks like Max DeLeo. Yep, Hines again trying that explosive move down the baseline. DeLeo tries to chest up with him and called on the block.
You know, at the prior foul, Robinson was trying to give that. DeLeo was not trying to give that foul on the penetration of the
right,
basket.
Exactly.
But not the worst thing in the world now with six fouls. Next shot, they'll shoot 1-1.
Oh, the high lob tipped by DeLeo. Robinson to Jones in the slam, and they float out of their seats. Here, Monmouth University. Wow.
We were worried about the lid on the rim. Now hold on to the roof.
It was an out-of-bounds situation. Siena tried to lob it all the way into the backcourt. A high, soft, arching pass. Max DeLeo came from nowhere, avoided the foul, and tipped it. And the end result was a pass from Robinson to Deion Jones in a slam.
Yeah, we've seen that a handful of times today. That's maybe the second or third time that the Hawks have actually been able to tip that ball up over the defense with another guy ready to run underneath it for the Hawks.
So 60-55, and let me tell you, that brought these people out of their seats.
Yeah, there hasn't been a ton to cheer about today, but, you know, when they really needed it, the Hawks able to get a couple stops and get it on the offensive end, too.
And right down immediately is Marcus Wright. They inbounded to Wright. He got it. Robinson wanted to avoid the foul, and Wright took it right to the basket. 17.8 seconds remaining. Timeout, Siena. Monmouth leading it by three.
Yeah, and essentially now, if the Hawks can just make their free throws, they can put this one away. I mean, it's 17.8 seconds left. Shot clock will be off. They're going to have to foul. If the Hawks can just knock down some free throws, this should be a one in the win column.
Well, Monmouth's goal is to try to get the ball in the hands of Robinson. Austin Tillman has just checked in, another ball handler. So for the Hawks, it's Robinson, Austin Tillman, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, and Max DeLeo. Again, Monmouth 94 feet away. Siena will come out full court pressure, man-to-man, look for the quick foul. They try to get it to Robinson, they do. And there's the foul. Almost had a good trap on him. But Robinson will go back to the line.
Yeah, almost had the trap, and I'm sure Coach Rice was right in the air of the near side official ready to call timeout if they did get that trap.
So 15.6 seconds remaining. Monmouth 60, Siena 57.
That was the ninth team foul on Siena, so it's still a 1-1.
Justin Robinson at the line. 79% free throw shooter on the season. 4-for-4 from the line today. Make it 5-for-5.
So you got to think of your Siena now on the other end. When do you start going for the three? Do you still go to the basket or do you shoot the three?
Well, right now it's a two-possession game, so it really doesn't matter. Whatever they can get. Robinson hits the second. 5-point lead. 11 seconds. And that one just missed. Oliver tried to hit it. DeLeo comes down with it. And, oh, we have a whistle. So that stopped play. And Max DeLeo will go to the line. With 4.8 seconds remaining, the Monmouth Hawks have come back from a pretty pedestrian performance for most of the game. And in the last 10 minutes or so, they really turned it up.
Yeah, this is about as gritty as you can hope for out of the Hawks. Just, they fought, they clawed, only shot 31% so far today, but big hustle plays.
Max DeLeo hits the first. DeLeo quiet offensively with only 3 points in the game. Andrew Nicholas, the senior on senior day, gets a standing ovation from the crowd as he leaves. DeLeo misses the second foul shot. And that one goes out of bounds. 1.1 second remaining.
Yeah, the Hawks continuing to empty the bench now. Get the major contributors out. The seniors, Max DeLeo getting a standing ovation now.
So the efforts of DeLeo and Nicholas certainly appreciated by the fans here. And that's going to do it. They get it into Robinson. Monmouth comes back to win it in their final home game of the season. And they get set now for the upcoming MAC Conference Tournament up in Albany, New York. Monmouth wins it 63-57.
You know, and we talk a little bit about how this was meaningless to the standings. Obviously, you see Justin Robinson showing quite a bit of emotion. At the end of the year, you still end up being in a tie for third place. So you can still put that on your record, that you tied for third place in the MAC, which, looking at last year's finish, being ninth in the MAC, being picked this year to finish sixth, it's just another big hurdle to jump to get to that top tier of the MAC,
right,
and feel like you've really accomplished something this year.
And, of course, the other thing is, you say it's meaningless, but these are athletes. When you're an athlete, you want to win. And Monmouth wins this one 63-57. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with our post-game show. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. I thought the kids really came alive.
Well, you guys were here. You saw after the other game. I really, really was on my seniors. I told them that we needed senior leadership. And today our kids, and we've had a couple of rough days around here in practice, and our kids are the reason we won that game today. It's 100% all of them. I'm on them all the time, and the other day I called them out a little bit, but they bounced back. I have great kids. I'm just excited for them. I'm excited for the seniors. They'll be able to look back and remember this game for a long time.
And it was a big senior day for sure. And he's not a senior, but a big day for Deion Jones. 22 points, 13 rebounds. We talked a couple of games ago that it was important to get Deion on track. He's been playing well lately.
He's been playing really well, and that's just a credit to Deion, because I'll tell you what, at halftime, Deion was 0-for-7.
Right.
Okay, and then he ends up 5-for-14, so my math isn't the best, but I think that's that's 5-for-7 in the second half and made a bunch of free throws, and he rebounded. But the thing about our kids today is everybody kept their cool. We didn't get down. Coach got on them a little bit. They continued to stick together, continued to play the right way. And when we do that, we give ourselves a great chance to win.
Let's just talk briefly about the fact that you guys have worked so hard to earn that fourth seed. What's it mean to you in the program to have earned that fourth seed?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is our second year in the MAC. First year, we were picked 11th, which is dead last. And we told everybody we would not be last. And we finished ninth. And that was good for a first time in the league. Now this year we're picked sixth and we're finished fourth. And with the same record as Manhattan, they just beat us twice. So That's progress, but it's a credit to our kids and our staff and Dr. McNeil and believing in our staff and giving us an extension at the beginning to make everybody calm down and just be able to coach the kids.
Well, you know it's going to be war up there at the MAC Conference Tournament, so get the kids ready to go.
Well, they'll be ready. These guys, usually the less I have to get on them, the more ready they're ready to go. When I have to get them going, that's when we have the problem. So hopefully they'll be ready on Saturday afternoon.
Well, Coach, nice win today. Good luck up in the tournament. We'll see you up in Albany. Thanks for stopping by.
And fans, thank you so much for sticking with this group and continuing to come and support our group. We aren't as good of a team without our fans, so thank you to everybody who comes to Monmouth basketball games.
Well said, Coach. We'll see you up in New York. So that's King Rice, the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks. His team comes back to win this one, 63-57. And he pretty much said it right there. He'd gotten on his seniors. Well, the seniors come out here and played well. Nicholas played well. And you know that Max DeLeo is going to leave his heart out on the court every night. And they came away with the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and again, you said it yourself. Jones isn't technically a senior, but he's in his fourth year of college basketball, having sit out, you know, a couple years ago.
Right.
He is a senior-type leader. And again, 10 out of 13 rebounds on the offensive glass, part of a 24-10 offensive rebounding advantage for Monmouth today. And out of that, a 17-4 advantage on second chance points. That's really where the Hawks got things started, and then they started making a few more shots, and Justin Robinson got hot. But without Deion Jones on the offensive glass, I don't think the Hawks win this game.
And our post-game show is presented by Jersey Mike Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. And Greg, we take a look at some of our final stats here. We know that Deion Jones, you mentioned 22 points, but take us through a couple of the other ones.
Yeah, Justin Robinson, again, not a great shooting performance, 4 of 18, but he finishes with 16 points, and he was perfect at the free throw line, 6 of 6. Also had 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Andrew Nicholas, 11 points, 7 rebounds. The scoring really drops off after those three guys for the game. The Hawks shoot 31.1%, 19 of 61. But they got to the free throw line 28 times, shoot 75%, 21 of 28. For Siena, they were led by Oliver with 18 points, including 4 three-pointers on 11 attempts. Also, Oganyemi with 10 points, 8 rebounds for Branwick to lead the way, 7 rebounds, 7 assists for Wright.
So our final game statistics are presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. Visit them online at worldsubaru.com. So, Greg, about time for us to wrap it up. I assume you'll be packing the gear up and heading up to Albany for the MAC tournament playoffs. It's been an exciting season here at the home of the Monmouth Hawks in the MAC. And what can you say? They've had quite a good year, and they're just looking to top it off when they go up in the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams going in with high hopes. The men and women both playing Canisius. The women get things started Thursday morning, bright and early, 9:30 a.m. So the men will follow Saturday at 2:30 up in Albany, and we hope to see everybody up there.
Okie doke. Well, that'll do it here from Monmouth University. Once again, the final score, Monmouth wins it 63-57 over Siena. For Greg Out, I'm Bob Lamp, and I want to thank Troy Overby back in the studio. And you've been listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Monmouth wins it 63-57. So long, everyone.